This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America and in the Caribbean, too, as well as around the world via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women, as always, wherever and however they're serving our country, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping the country free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, a special shout-out goes out to all those roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and the northern frozen tundra. Plus to our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia, and to the merchant marine guys and gals out there transporting the stuff over the seas and around the Gulf of Mexico. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, or follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and of course on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, joining us right now to start out the weekend, it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And good morning, Maria in Germany. She just chimed in, so there you go. And she's in the chat room, which you can get into. All you got to do is go over to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page and like the page and use the little message the message thing that's right there to send us a message, and it comes right to us. All right. Kyle, the Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Oh, wait a minute. They're still here.
They're still here, evidently. They're up to their shenanigans again, from what we understand from some of these different reports. And they all have to do, Captain, with actually some conflicting, well, at least it sound like conflicting reports, that the Russians are helping Bernie Sanders and that the Russians are trying to help Donald Trump. So one would wonder, which is it? But the loser they want to be is America, not necessarily a particular campaign.
Yeah, you won't get any argument with me on that. And, of course, you know, the mainstream media is slapping this right up. The Democrats are picking it up, and Bernie Sanders is going, oh, there's nobody helping me. I got no sense of myself here, yeah.
Well, exactly. And, you know, but this, I think, is real and actually kind of a serious thing, too, because, you know, Bernie Sanders, he, as we've talked about many times before, Captain, and our listeners will know for sure, that Bernie Sanders had lauded the Soviet Union back in the heyday of the Cold War, talking about how wonderful it was and the clean train stations and people who could join the orchestra and et cetera, et cetera. And honeymooned in Russia at the time when he got married.
Mm-hmm.
And so honestly, you know, if there's any other way to, for someone to be at least suspected suspected of having some kind of ties to Russia, my goodness, wouldn't it be Bernie Sanders after he said all that stuff?
You would think. Yeah. Now, the Democrats are in their final push now for the Nevada caucus. Votes will be tabulated. They're going to be using the telephone system to tabulate the votes instead of this thing they had in Iowa, thinking they're doing it better. But they're still having problems. When they were running the test yesterday and the day before, they were still having problems even with that system. So don't look for the Democrats to get anything resolved very quickly, because even Tom Perez, the chairman, said he's not guaranteeing they'll have a vote tally the night of the election.
Now, isn't that something?
Or the caucus, sorry.
Well, and isn't that something? Because what was happening in Iowa when all this just hit the fan and it was completely a disaster, the immediate ideas from a lot of people were, hey, if these people can't count votes, how are they going to run health care, kind of thing. And I think somebody even asked, I think, Nancy Pelosi about that. And I think it's a good question, because that's how people perceive these kinds of failings. And she sort of schlepped it off as, no, it's just Republican talking points. Well, no. I mean, if they have another disaster in Nevada, just from a technical aspect, it's going to be very suspect moving forward, especially with conspiracy theories that will abound because of the Democrat civil war, which isn't being covered except for on your show, Captain, and a few other choice programs.
Mm-hmm.
The mainstream media isn't really letting the American people know that there is really trouble in paradise.
Well, there is trouble in paradise, and the Democrats are going at each other. You know, it was one thing when the Republicans had, 12 candidates at one time when Trump was in the mix?
Yeah.
When it first came in 2016?
Yeah, and it went up. It was at least 17 or 18 at one point, I think.
Yeah, and they eventually went out. I mean, they went out almost as fast as they came in, it seems like, because every week when somebody would drop off, go to another place, by the time they got to South Carolina, you had lost most of them. Then by the time you got to Florida, and of course, our favorite son down here, Jeb Bush, lost, and he dropped out. So then it was pretty much Donald Trump going against, was it Romney?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Back in those days, but no, not Romney. It was one of the other heavy hitters that eventually had to drop out, I think.
Oh, it was Ted Cruz.
Right.
Yeah, okay. And then before that, of course, it was Romney. But, be careful what you wish for. But, now, of course, you got the Russians guiding everything, so we don't need to worry.
well, right. I mean, this is interesting, too. And, of course, they briefed the Sanders campaign that there was this suspected action. They didn't go get Pfizer warrants. I wonder why.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with segment number two with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. When we come back, it's going to be college time, because we're going to take you back to school, talk about the 1619 Project versus the 1776 Unites Project. And believe me when I tell you, there is a big problem brewing.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, this is David Costa, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain.
Alrighty, yeah, that's Dave Costa, the Renegade Aviator, and many of you hear him on many of these same stations over the weekend. He has a weekly program syndicated, and that's the Renegade Aviator, Dave Costa. Alright, well, back to the phone line, and our good friend Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Alright, here's our homework project. The 1619 project has come out. And it's pretty much a project which is trying to change the history of the United States, particularly in dealing with black people.
Well, as I understand it, yes, it's called the 1619 Project. It was in the New York Times Magazine. It marks the 400th anniversary of enslaved Africans' arrival in Virginia, we understand. And as I see this, Captain, what they're trying to do with this 1619 project, as it were, is kind of trying to refocus the actual founding of our nation and calling it our quote unquote true founding instead of another significant number, which of course is 1776.
Which is the Declaration of Independence.
Exactly right. And that's what we consider the birthday of the United States of America. And for good reason, because that's when Jefferson and the others and founding fathers, Jefferson primarily, you know, penning the Declaration, wrote these famous words, throwing off the yoke of tyranny from King George III and establishing, you know, Lincoln would go on to say many years later, establishing on this continent a new nation, you know, conceived in liberty with the notion that all men are created equal. In other words, Captain, by my arithmetic here, there's 157 years between 1619 and 1776,
mm-hmm.
and that historical time frame laid the foundation for Jefferson and Washington mm-hmm. and Adams in order to create the system we have today, which allows people to be free, to be emancipated.
So what is a democratic socialist? Because we know about the Justice Democrats and what they're trying to do. Are they, in fact, democratic socialists?
You know, I think it's they're using these labels. I don't know what Bernie Sanders is, for example.
He's a communist.
Well, it's right.
We all have to call him what he is, a communist. And by the way, in 1972, he came out and said he was a communist. Hello.
Right, yeah. You know, I've had people tell me, Captain, at least one particular person I can think of, who has said to me, well, you know, I really kind of like the idea of communism better, but the Democrats are, quote, the closest thing to that. I'm like, oh my goodness. I mean, this, you know, you actually have people who sort of think that way. And we should be concerned when Bernie Sanders said, even that long ago, and of course he would probably try to vigorously deny it today.
Yeah. Well, here's something we should be concerned about too. Listen to Joe Biden.
He's devoted his whole life to try to make sure. And all I want, let me sue these guys who have done this stuff, this carnage on the street. Look at the people here in the greatest mass shooting in American history, the worst mass shooting in Mandalay Bay. A guy has 12 assault weapons with bump stocks, which means you can fire it faster, pull the trigger faster, and 100 rounds. Why in God's name should anyone be able to own that? It's just wrong. And we've got, and I promise you, as president, I am going to get these guys. I want to let them know. Promise you. I'm the only guy that's beaten the gun manufacturer. I'm only the only guy that's beaten the NRA nationally, and I did it twice nationally. And gun manufacturers, I'm coming for you.
Now, there's one little problem with what he said. First of all, he doesn't know about the weapons he's talking about. You don't pull the trigger faster. You put your finger on the trigger with a bump stock, and the bump stock continues to fire the gun because your finger never goes off the trigger. So it makes it like it sounds like it's semi-automatic, but it's not.
That's right. And I recall at the time, didn't President Trump, the administration, move very quickly to ban bump stocks?
They did.
Yeah.
They absolutely did. And they are illegal. But here's the other thing. When he talks about he beat the NRA twice and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff, did he? I don't remember that because I did a little check-in. What did he beat him at? Poker?
Yeah,
poker?
Yeah, I don't know. This sounds like another Joe Biden thing where he thinks he did something, but he wasn't sure what year it was or what it really was really all about or what state it was in. But it sounds really, really good in an interview, I guess.
Well, when you hear something like that, I can tell you unequivocally the Trump bump is real.
Well, I
because he's going to, I'll tell you, if Biden wins, Biden is going to get, they're going to clean his clock. They're going to clean Biden's clock. If Bernie Sanders wins, the same thing.
I think so. I really do. I think that Bernie Sanders' message and all of his proclivities and whatever his real ideological bent really is, he doesn't seem to fit into the American ideological system because he's preaching class warfare. He wants nothing more than to gain power and then begin some kind of authoritarian structure here and this kind of thing. But he believes by promising the sun, moon, and stars that he will get that power.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and by the way, again, at this Democrat Civil War, they understand that a Bernie Sanders nomination means down ticket voting could be toast for them, and they will certainly lose their majority in the House, I believe they're afraid of.
Yeah. By the way, before we go to the caller we got on the line here, I want you to listen to what the president had to say about Mini Mike.
And I don't know if anybody watched last night's debate. It got very big ratings. And you know what? Mini Mike didn't do well last night. I was going to send him a note saying, it's not easy doing what I do, is it? Not easy. It's not easy, Mike. Not easy for any of them. Now, Mike didn't do too well. He went way down. It's all right. Mini Mike. How about Klobuchar? Did you see her? She choked. She choked.
All right, well, let's go to the telephone line because we've got our professor emeritus there from Lafayette, Indiana, Dan DeMann. Good morning, Dan DeMann. What's on your mind?
You know, I just literally wanted to make a comment because I heard Biden's remark on bump stocks, and you guys have been talking about democratic socialism, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Venezuela, Caracas, February 1st through the 8th,
mm-hmm.
and two of my old colleagues, I never heard it said so better. Elect socialism in, and you'll shoot your way out.
Right.
That's kind of where we're at, which potentially that could be where we were at.
Right.
If Sanders has his way. But when you get there, you've never seen a country like this. I mean, I was in Venezuela 20 years ago. It's not the same place.
I know that. They were the wealthiest country in South America one time, now they're the poorest.
Well, one thing that'll help Florida, because there'll be 6 million refugees from Venezuela by the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Most
mm-hmm.
of them are in Florida. A good size of them have went to Spain, but it looks like Florida's going to be a red state for a while.
Good. That'll do it.
Keeping that country afloat
mm-hmm.
is the Costco's and Walmart and the diaspora in Florida sending food to Venezuela. But when he said that, just the way he said it, let socialism in, and they'll shoot your way out.
Okay.
Everybody have a good weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dan. That's true, isn't it, Kyle?
Well, no, it's absolutely true. And again, this goes to the very heart of the matter. Why does Bernie Sanders promise to cancel all student debt and to, go after the rich, these terrible rich people and et cetera, et cetera? Creating class warfare, creating this horrible atmosphere in order to get power, because then once they have the power, all bets will be off.
They aren't going to cancel school debt. They can't. That's trillions of dollars. They aren't going to, all this free stuff they keep talking about, it's not free. The rest of us have to pay for it.
Well, exactly. And other things like Medicare for all, single payer system, et cetera, go down the line. He knows that this is going to be impossible given, the structure of our government and how we get these legislations passed and so forth.
Do you have any Canadians out there in California you know of?
I think one of my son's baseball team families have it.
Go ask them why they come down to the United States for health treatment because of their single-payer system in Canada. Go ask them.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that subject has come up, as I recall. And that's true. People come to this country. You don't see people going to other countries where they have socialized medicine. And in many ways, too, by the way, Captain.
Movie stars were going to Cuba for a while for treatment for things.
Right.
All right, well, hold that thought, folks. We got to take a break, and we'll come right back more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. By the way, when we come back, all you Trump supporters out there, John Brennan, in his infinite words of wisdom, has said that we are all a debased group of people. Yep, a debased group of people from John Brennan. And he ought to know because he's one himself. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg said that he's willing to release at least three women from non-disclosure agreements that prevented them from speaking publicly about harassment or discrimination suits filed against him over the last three decades. Bloomberg was attacked repeatedly this week in his debut debate for declining to release women from those non-disclosure agreements. He also said his company will not offer confidentiality agreements to resolve claims of sexual harassment or misconduct in the future. At least 18 Americans who returned home from a quarantine cruise ship are now infected with the new virus, bringing the number of the cases in the United States to 35. The U.S. tally dates back to January 21st and includes three people who were evacuated from the central China city of Wuhan, where the outbreak began. More than 76,000 cases have been reported worldwide, with the majority in China. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
And I want to remind everybody this weekend, if you're struggling with pain of any type and can't get out of it, and you're looking for some relief, and maybe the aspirin, the Buferin, the Aleve, whatever else you're loading up on taking, which might work for a little while, but then quits working, you got to do it all over again. That's not good for you, folks. Taking a bunch of those pills are not good for you because it gets you bleeding, and that's not going to help either. But if you're struggling with nagging pain, if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches, and just general pain altogether, I want you to check out Relief Factor by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. Now, here's the deal. I've been on it for 3 years and 10 months, coming up on 3 years and 11 months just here in about a week or so when we change over the monthly dial from February to March. And the good thing about all of this is that it works. Now, it's a capsule, it's a packet of four capsules in it, and it's all natural, there's no narcotics, it's good for you, it's like taking vitamin supplements amongst other things, and it works, period. So, what have you got to lose but pain? ReliefFactor.com/captain. Try the 1995 3-week quick start. That's it. $20, 1995 3-week quick start. And you'll know by the end of the second week, might even know sooner than that, whether or not this product's going to work. It's worked for me. I swear by it. I use it every day. And the days that I don't take it, guess what? I know about it. relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Al brings up an interesting point about local candidates, but it's a little bit more specific than just local candidates with George Soros putting his money down the line to try to change things, because all politics are local. They start local and they work their way up, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, what George Soros is trying to do is he's specifically earmarking, did the last time around, and he's doing it again this time around. He's giving money to candidates that are running for district attorney and judges or state attorney, that sort of thing, because he's trying to get people into positions where they can legislate from the bench.
Exactly right. And this has been sort of a standard procedure for garden variety liberals for a long time.
Yep.
But with Soros in the mix and at this intensity level and in this political climate, it's that's on steroids now.
And you people out there that have got candidates running for DA, especially the Democrats, okay, you need to find out where their money's coming from. It's not very hard to do a little Google search on the Internet and see what the name of the groups are that are giving money out to the candidates. And when you do, the Soros groups I'm talking about, and when you do, you see any of that money coming to a Democratic candidate, that's a big warning sign. Do not vote for them. Do not. And then the other thing is you've got your school out there in California, the USC, University of Southern California, who's offering free tuition for anybody that makes under $80,000 a year. Is that right, Kyle?
That's right. Yeah, it was just announced recently, USC, if your family makes less than $80,000, you're going to get free tuition. Also, they say that owning a home is not going to be a factor anymore in determining financial aid needs. So this is what they're starting to do. But yeah, it's a very, very interesting thing. But here in Southern California, $80,000 is going to be, that's not a lot of money to live in Southern California these days.
Wow. Now, I mentioned before we went to break, John Brennan is out there calling all the Trump supporters a very debased group of people. Well, it seems to me he's talking about himself.
Right. Is he trying to make like a deplorable basket of deplorables kind
of
order?
Without using the word deplorable.
Yeah, well, you know.
We're beyond deplorable. We're worse off. We're debased. We have nothing on which we operate from.
Well, do you see, that is the very quintessential definition of this kind of politics that we're seeing today. We're seeing the politics really of hatred, where there was just simply no meeting of the minds allowed by the left. That's it.
Well, I would love to be able to say to everybody with certainty on my part that we should all be able to get along, and the Democrats need to understand that they need to work with us and we need to work with them. But the Democrats, depending on who you talk to, that's not your garden variety Democrats from 10, 15, 20 years ago. These people have actually destroyed their own party from within.
They certainly have. And, of course, now the radical elements, it's just fine to be on a college campus. Some of the footage that we've seen from time to time, it's just fine to go up and hit somebody because they look like a Trump supporter or they have a MAGA hat on or they have a sign that says something about conservative.
Oh, they run people down like we had here in Jacksonville. The guy laughed about it, ran people over with a voter registration tent with Trump stuff up on it. Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's right, because it dehumanizes people.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk to your actual neighbors, you'll find out that even though you might have differences of opinion, you're nice to one another, you're civil to one another. It's other people trying to create that kind of hatred.
Now, Harvey Weinstein, his case has gone to the jury, and we received word yesterday that three of the minor counts they'd reached a verdict on. However, the two major counts that are the whole case, if you will, they're deadlocked on. So they took the weekend off. They're going to come back again on Monday to try to reach a decision. But if they can't decide on those major cases, we could have a hung jury.
Could have a hung jury. It looks like the indication from the judge earlier yesterday on Friday was that you got to get back in there and you got to come to some kind of unanimous decision. But if they can't do it, that's going to be, as you said, perhaps a mistrial or a hung jury. And I don't think a lot of these victims really want to go through that again.
No.
Hopefully they did ask for testimony. They only asked for testimony from one particular actress involved in this. But so that might be where the linchpin is in all of this.
Now, as the coronavirus moves on, South Korea right now has seen a spike in cases, and some of the economies in various parts of the world now are starting to suffer because of this.
Well, that's right. South Korea, one of the latest updates we have, we know that four soldiers have been infected with the coronavirus, or COVID-19 as it's known. And then you're right, Apple just last Monday announced that they're not going to hit their earnings estimates because of the coronavirus issue in China. They've had to close stores for a time and so forth. So, and also the stock market itself is feeling the ripples of this. And the longer it goes on, the greater the effect will be, of course. But at the same time, we don't know where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's some, what's the number here? I think it's 78,000 people, or 76,000 people have been infected.
Yeah, another 100 and some odd died yesterday. Now, the violence in Afghanistan right now is beginning to slow down. That's a good thing. In anticipation of the new peace agreement calling for 7 days of nonviolence, the Taliban and the United States forces and our allies are definitely in the middle of all that.
That's very, very true. And, of course, it's our hope that and prayer that it would hold, because one of the things I think President Trump wants to do is be able to begin to draw down the involvement there and bring American troops home. So hopefully we'll see some kind of good sign here.
By the way, we'll wrap this up, the weekend edition with you, with the confirmation now coming from a Minnesota state lawmaker, by the way, a Somali Minnesota state lawmaker, that he was told by Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman, that she did in fact marry her brother to get him into the United States, and he got a student loan as a result of that so he could attend college. That is fraud. Now what?
Total fraud.
On both cases, that is fraud.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And
now,
she can be removed from office if Congress, Nancy Pelosi's Democratic Congress would go along with it. She could be removed.
Now, this would be an interesting showdown. How far would Nancy Pelosi go in believing that she would alienate some kind of constituency?
You know what it depends on?
What's that?
Whether or not we, the people, want to get behind this and start emailing and mailing and telegraphing our senators, I'm sorry, our congressmen, saying, hey, this woman's got to go. She violated the law. Anybody else would be in jail.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, and of course, there are other methods the Congress could take. They could censure her,
mm-hmm.
or they could expel, or they could reprimand.
Yep.
It looks like one of the latest, the last people to be actually expelled was James Traficant, I believe.
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. He was from Ohio, and he was convicted on bribery and conspiracy to defraud the United States.
Because he wouldn't resign. He stayed until the last minute, then they tossed him out.
Exactly. So that could be the fate of Omar, because, again, I mean, if this is all confirmed and it really does come out in the as objective fact here, she is really in some big trouble, because the American people don't like that kind of thing, and wherever she is politically, I don't think that she could survive that.
All righty, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you Monday morning.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We'll talk to him on Monday. In the meantime, coming up will be the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We got some weather again out there to the west, some weather over here in the south. Cold temperatures across the southeastern part of the U.S. Freeze warnings up for as far south as central Florida. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This shit, that ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down.
That's a little Uptown Funk. Now, there's a video that comes with this. The old-time movie stars dancing to the Uptown Funk, and it's on my page of the official Captain's America Third Watch. You want to go over there and take a look at that. It is absolutely hilarious, the Uptown Funk song with the old-time movie stars dancing, as they have done for many, many years now. This Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J truck stop. Now, Pilots and Flying J's are all one and the same now. They're owned by the same company, and the new Pilots that they've remodeled and built and whatnot, the travel centers, are really something to see. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And we'll get into that in just a minute, because right now we got to tell you all about the weather. And yep, here we go again. It's the weekend, and we got another storm coming across out of the southwest, headed into the northern plains, and then coming across the central part of the U.S. with another one right behind it, poised to come ashore in the northwest. Now, this southwestern storm is going to bring rain and thunderstorm potential and snow in the mountains, so no doubt about that. There's going to be snow in the mountains if you're going out west tonight, especially going through, Utah and Colorado and the mountains of New Mexico on I-40, as well as the mountains of California, Southern California. Now, this storm in the southwest is producing rain, locally heavy, with the potential for flash flooding this weekend. Mountain snow will spread all across the southwest through the Great Basin and into the south central Rockies. Now, the whole storm shifts into the plains later over the weekend, and by Monday, a new system will be bringing rain and mountain snow from the northwest up in the Washington State area and Oregon into the northern Rockies. And that means here we come with Idaho and Montana and Wyoming and whatnot. But let's get into it. The snow tonight, if you're going across I-70, Kansas ways, when you head into Colorado, you'll get in about, 75, 80 miles thereabouts, and you'll start running into some of the snow as you start climbing up the elevation. Now, there is snow in the Denver area tonight, but it's not in Denver proper. It's are scattered around the western and northwestern part and southwestern part of Denver in the higher elevations. If you're going over Eisenhower, there will be a general snow up there tonight, Vail, Colorado. Coming across 70 over into Utah, you'll have it over into right about where 15, where all the way to 15 looks like. And there's snow in the Wasatch Mountains in Utah tonight. If you're coming up 15 out of Nevada, there is some snow in the higher elevations north and west of Las Vegas on the mountaintops. And when you get into Utah coming up 15, you'll have it north of St. George when you start climbing up into the higher elevation there, coming up towards Richfield and that-a-way, all the way up towards Salt Lake. And when you get in the basin, you'll be out of it, but you'll be back in it again as you head towards Wyoming. Now, in Wyoming tonight, I don't see snow, pardon me, is the problem. What I see is you've got some fog north of Little America off I-80. If you're going up that way to go up towards Idaho, you'll have some fog to head up up the Tulane. Some high winds over towards Laramie. And again, coming across further to the east in Nebraska, in the central eastern part of Nebraska tonight, got a little bit of rain over there, possibly even some fog, and it makes it looks like right there along the Iowa and Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska all come together there, right in that area. So be advised of that. Now, going down on I-40, got some snow around the Kingman area in the higher elevations. Nothing in Flagstaff yet, but there might be by the end of the day as this storm decides what it's going to do. Over to the north of Albuquerque and the west of Albuquerque in the higher elevations. You've got snow there tonight. You've also got rain down below in the higher elevations of just north of Tucson and over towards the Phoenix area. There's some rain there right now, and that could make life interesting because there's some flash flood warnings in the mix. Down around Fort Stockton in Texas, you got a high wind warning there as some winds are whipping up as we speak there. You've got some winds tonight in Wisconsin, the northeastern part of Wisconsin, that have suddenly kicked up. You got some rain in the western part of Tennessee tonight, and you got some rain in the central part of Arkansas tonight along the river. You got some rain in Mississippi tonight around Jackson and west of Jackson along I-20. Scattered showers in there. And then down below, it's a very cold night in the south tonight. I don't mind telling you that. The temperatures are going down in some areas into the 30s and the 20s. But down here in Florida, we're going to have some temperatures in northern Florida in the 30s. And tomorrow night, it'll be even colder yet. And right here where I'm at, it'll be in the 40s by morning. It's already in the 40s now, mid-40s, depending on where you're at. So we've got a freeze warning up in Mississippi right now, all across the southern part of Mississippi, and a freeze warning in parts of the northern part of Florida. Let's see here. This is around Lake City, over to St. Augustine, over to Jacksonville, up into Brunswick, Georgia, over towards Valdosta, Georgia, back down through Jasper and Live Oak, and again back down to Lake City. That's a freeze warning tonight. You've also got a frost warning for Central Florida. And over in the east coast of Florida tonight, you've got a wind warning along with some cooler temperatures even along the ocean side there, so be advised of that. Now, moving up into North Carolina, we still have some lingering snow in the mix around Raleigh, right there in that part of North Carolina. And there might be a few flurries tonight still in the Norfolk area, but it is windy. It is windy as the snow system that came across has moved out into the storm itself has moved out into the ocean, and it's headed to parts unknown. Now, there is some rain tonight up in the central part of New York State again, as well as up in the northern part of the Poconos, Scranton and Wilkes-Barre, on up to Binghamton, on up to Syracuse, and then from Binghamton west over towards Elmira and Binghamton east down towards, looks like Deposit, where the rain is right now, and that's what you have to look at. Now, keep in mind the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your local Pilot or Flying J Truck Stop. Pilots, the travel centers, they're not your daddy's truck stop anymore. They really turned into something that you can be proud to go into, because you could find a McDonald's, you can find a Wendy's, you can find a Arby's in one of the Pilots, the travel centers, or a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, even a Chester's Chicken, or a Dairy Queen, their full-service menu, their full-line menu in the Dairy Queen. And, boy, they got some decent food in the Dairy Queens these days. And don't forget, over in the Fine J, you'll always find a sit-down Denny's or a Huddle House or a Moe's Southwest Grill. So there you go. I'll see you on the return, on the flip side of the top of the hour news with hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the weekend edition, and we will be back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.